All right, we'll call to order Stephensville Public Hearing for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Ms. Hoffman, would you please call roll?
Mayor Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Here.
Councilmember Gibson.
Here.
Councilmember Vick.
Here.
And Councilmember Short.
Here.
All right, thank you. We're here tonight for a public hearing on resolution number 454, amending the fiscal year 2019 budget. Mr. Underwood, do you want to give council a briefing on the amendment?
Okay. A lot of this is just some housekeeping measures we have to do. The first one was $399.99 was an expenditure out of the drug forfeiture fund, which we had no appropriations for. So that was we wanted to spend some of that money, but we have no appropriations, we just got to approve that. The next one is out of the building for code enforcement fund. They've just spent a little bit more money than was appropriated, about 20 grand more.
Where is that? I don't see that.
That's at 3 2.
The 53188.
Yeah, I see a 3 199. Where is it? So you skipped that.
He just explained the 399.
Yeah, 399 above there. The next one, and this is really a bookkeeping measure right here. When these are the lighting districts, and when you get the bill, you're supposed to record a bill in the month that's used. So in June, you have two bills in that month, just so that we wouldn't have any unrecorded liabilities for the audit. Because we get the bill, what happened in the past, you get the bill invoiced on, like, say 7/3, but the power used in June. So that should have been accounted for in fiscal year prior, but it was being accounted for in the current fiscal year. And so what I did was I just adjusted them back so they got one extra bill added that fiscal year a month, which increased the expenditure for that year. The next one for the Economic Development Fund, we received a grant that we weren't expecting, and we spent that grant, and so we have to increase the expenditure for it. And that usually happens when you get a grant. You don't expect them, but you have to and change your budget. And then the second to last one was water fund interest. We paid more interest on the water fund by $3,000 more interest, and so we just have to increase the appropriations for that. The next one for $8,158 is the ambulance fund, which created no revenue. So we have got to adjust that out so we do not have a negative fund balance in that account. The last one is the airport fund. And it's left blank right now because I'm working with our closing out of those funds. That's the project for the airport. We've got a grant and the 10% match. Bottom line, the expenditures for the airport need to go up to $200,228.
So what are you asking for approximately the budget amount? $200,000?
No, that's just for their...
So what are you asking approximately? There's no amount.
I didn't add up the amounts. I could have probably done that real quickly.
Well, we can do that, I guess, when we get to the budget part. Okay. We're going to have to know the amount in order to make a determination. So then I assume enough, Mr. Mayor, you would go through this, because we're going to do this in the regular meeting.
Correct. It's a new business item in the meeting. So Mr. Underwood can provide the numbers that need to be inserted into the airport section of the budget. as part of that project. Because the numbers you see in here are the amounts, the new amounts that will be inserted into the budget. They are not, for example, we're not asking for an additional $189,000. In Fund 5350. Does that make sense?
Yes, but some of these, because they're 19, if we were to approve them, it's going to affect this budget because that was part of the carryover.
Correct. And we knew we would have some budget amendment coming forward, and so we did adjust our figures in the funds where the cash was coming from and anticipated those when we built the budget.
So when we get there, I am going to make the recommendation that we move this. We move the budget to the end because this will affect the budget. And I also, they should be segregated, but we'll do that after.
Okay, very good. Ms. Holcomb, did you have a question on the?
I was wondering what grant you're talking about that we shouldn't have spent.
No, it was for the market analysis through Geodata Services. So that was a grant we received from the Department of Commerce for the 19 fiscal year. We anticipated that a grant would come through. We didn't know the amount. And this was at one time combined with another project through CDBG. The council did not proceed on that CDBG application, and we just had the Montana Main Street Program application, and that's where that $10,000 came from.
Well, again, when we get to that point, I think that we will need to move this resolution. We will need to move the old business budget to the end because this will affect the budget, number one. And number two, if there is any motion, I think they'll have to be segregated for discussion.
This won't affect the fiscal year 20 budget.
Well, if we get to this point, some of these will. Because they weren't figured in your 19 budget, your carryover. You already agreed to that when I said that before.
I told you when we built the fiscal year 20 budget, we accounted for a budget amendment that would change the cash.
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay. Is there any further questions from council on the budget amendment? All right. Hearing none, I'll open the public hearing. For public comment on the budget amendment, please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and sign the sign-in sheet. Mr. Michelson.
Bob Michelson, 222 Turner Street. I guess I'm looking at this, and you haven't mentioned about the Firemen's Relief Association.
Yeah, there was something in there about that.
Did we miss that, Robert?
Yeah.
That's not in there.
There was something in there.
You got it right there. You just didn't read it.
So Robert failed to. We just skipped over that one piece.
Yeah, we paid normally $4,000 to Fire Relief Association, and we had the action bill was $4,012, so it's $12 difference.
Our budget appropriated $3,700, and the actual amount received from the state and transferred through to the relief was $4,012.
Difference of $304.
They overpaid, so you need to put it across. So
The
revenue was more than what you anticipated.
Correct.
Yeah. That's
right. The state gives us a projection as to what the revenue will be coming from them. That number was inserted, and then it ended up being more. And so to correct that, we're doing an amendment.
And could you explain to me about the Tax Increment Finance District Fund?
That was in there too.
If you recall, we had an audit finding that found we were holding too much funding in reserves for that fund. We made the argument to the auditors that the reason for that funding was to build up cash for a large infrastructure project in the TIF district. And they didn't disagree with that philosophy, but said it can't be in that fund. It needs to be moved into a capital fund. So that's what the budget amendment does. So we're avoiding a future audit finding.
So this, some of these things were from 18-19 audit that came out June 21st, correct?
Correct. From the 18-19, this amends that budget. We haven't had the 18-19 audit.
What was the one from June 21st.
That was the 1718 audit.
Okay, the 1718 one.
Yeah, so in 1718, they said, you have too much money in your TIF fund, you need to either spend it or move it. We opted to move it, and that's what this budget does.
Okay, so, and there was other items in there too that are in that, right? In the audit?
Yes.
June 21st.
For the 1718?
1718. The audit that came out June 21st.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you sign this? The sign the sheet? Any further public comment? Any further from council?
I will just wait till we get to that agenda.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the hearing.
Is
there a second?
Second.
All right. We'll adjourn and reconvene at 7:04 the council meeting.